A new year means the end of something old, followed by the start of something new. It's a day when we make a New Year's resolution, which means that we resolve to eliminate or add something to our lives. This most often includes things like losing weight, stopping a bad habit, taking a class, cleaning the garage, saving more. You get the idea. Something new. Depending on the translation, the word new appears in the Bible around 179 times. There's the time God foretold of a new covenant, which we see in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. God saying, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 reminds us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Paul also writes about the new life in Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 17. This also includes verse 25, which reads, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." Listen, George Santos is in dire need of, but I digress. It was Jesus who in John chapter 13, verse 34, gave us a new commandment, saying, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And as we await the really most significant new of all, when the new heaven and new earth are created, this is foretold throughout the Bible from Isaiah chapter 65 and 66 through Revelation chapter 21, several points in between. I mentioned at the start about some of the common New Year's resolutions. Now, they're all great for the body and the mind, but what about the soul? Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." Now that sounds familiar to you, by the way. Those passages became the basis for the song "Turn, Turn, Turn," made most popular back in the 60s by the rock group The Byrds. While all those times have their place, their value, and importance to remember, there's only one way to actually prepare for them, and that's with time in God's Word, which will provide you with the wisdom, the guidance, and the spiritual armor that you will need.